This is Osho Radio. Welcome everybody to a new program of Osho Radio. Today we have a lot of great music for you. You can dance, you can sing, you can just sit silently and enjoy. In the middle of the program we have a discourse by Osho in which he's talking about the fact that actually we are just a bunch of sleepwalkers. He's telling us how to wake up and how to become aware. The discourse is from the series The Hidden Harmony.
Thank you. You sleep when you sleep, but you also sleep while you are awake. What is the meaning of it? Because this is what Buddha says. This is what Jesus says. This is what Heraclitus says. Wide awake you look, but that is only appearance. Deep within you, the sleep continues. Even right now, you are dreaming within. 1,001 thoughts continue. And you are not conscious what is happening. You are not aware what you are doing. You are not aware who you are. You move as if people move in sleep. This sleep is deeper than ordinary sleep. This sleep is like as if you are drunk. You can move a little, you can do a little, you can be a little aware also, but drunk. You don't know what is exactly happening. What have you done in your past? Can you exactly recollect it? Why you did what you did? What has happened to you? Have you been alert when it was happening? You fall in love, not knowing why. You become angry, not knowing why. You find excuses, of course. You rationalize whatsoever you do. But rationalization is not awareness. Awareness means that whatsoever is happening in the moment is happening with complete consciousness. You are present there. If you are present when anger is happening, anger cannot happen. It can happen only when you are fast asleep. When you are present, immediate transformation starts into your being. Because when you are present, aware, many things simply are not possible. All that is called sin is not possible if you are aware. So in fact, there is only one sin, and that is unawareness. The original word sin means to miss. It doesn't mean to commit something wrong. It simply means to miss, to be absent. The Hebrew root from the word for the word sin means to miss. That exists in few English words, misconduct. Misbehaviors. To miss means not to be there. Doing something without being present there. This is the only sin. And the only virtue. While you are doing something, you are fully alert. What Gurdjieff calls self-remembering, what Buddha calls being rightly mindful, what Krishnamurti calls awareness, what Kabir has called surati, to be there, that's all that is needed, nothing more. You need not change anything, and even if you try to change, you cannot. You have been trying to change many things in you. Have you succeeded? How many times you have decided not to be angry again? What happened of your decision? When the moment comes, you are again in the same trap. You become angry. And after the anger has gone, again you repent. It has become a vicious circle. You commit anger and then you repent. Then you are ready again to commit it. Remember, even while you are repenting, you are not there, that repentance is also part of sin. That's why nothing happens. You go on trying and trying, and you take many decisions and you take many vows. But nothing happens. You remain the same. You are exactly the same as you were born. Not even a slight change has happened in you. Not that you have not tried. Not that you have not tried enough. You have tried and tried and tried, and you fail. Because it is not a question of effort. More effort won't help. It is a question of being alert, not of effort. If you are alert, many things simply drop. You need not drop them. In awareness, certain things are not possible. And this is my definition of sin. In awareness, certain things are not possible, they are sins. In awareness, only certain things are possible, they are virtues. There is no other definition. There is no other criterion. You cannot fall in love if you are aware. Then falling in love is a sin. But you can love. But it will not be like a fall. It will be like a rise. Why we use the term falling in love? It is a falling. You are falling. You are not rising. When you are aware, falling is not possible, not even in love. It is not possible. It is simply not possible. With awareness, it is impossible. You rise in love. And rising in love is a totally different phenomenon than falling in love. Falling in love is a dream state. That's why people who are in love, you can see in from their eyes as if they are more asleep than others, intoxicated, dreaming. You can see from their eyes has a sleepiness. People who rise in love are totally different. You can see they are no more in a dream. They are facing the reality. And they are growing through it. Falling in love, you remain a child. Rising in love, you mature. And by, love becomes not a relationship. It becomes a state of your being. Then it is not that you love this and you don't love that. No, you are simply love. Whosoever comes near you, you share. Whatsoever is happening, you give your love to it. You touch a rock, and you touch as if you are touching your beloved's body. You look at the tree, and you look as if you are looking at your beloved's face. It becomes a state of being. Not that you are in love now, you are love. This is rising. This is not falling. And love is beautiful when you rise through it. And love becomes dirty and ugly when you fall through it. And sooner or later you will find that it proved poisonous. It became a bondage. You have been caught in it. Your freedom has been crushed. Your wings have been cut. Now you are no more free. Falling in love, you become a possession. You possess and you allow somebody to possess you. You become a thing. And you try to convert the other person you have fallen in love with to be a thing. It happened. Mullah Nasruddin walked into the office of a cemetery and complained to the manager that I know well that my wife is buried here in your cemetery, but I can't find her grave. The manager checked into his register and asked, what is her name? So Mullah said, Mistress Mullah Nasruddin. He looked again and he said, there is no Mistress Mullah Nasruddin, but there is a Mullah Nasruddin. So he said, we are sorry, it seems something has gone wrong in the register. Nasruddin said, nothing is wrong. Where is the grave of Mullah Nasruddin? Because everything is in my name. Even the grave of his wife. Possession. Everybody goes on trying to purchase the beloved, the lover. This is no more love. In fact, when you purchase a person, you hate, you destroy, you kill. You are a murderer. Love should give freedom. Love is freedom. Love will make the beloved more and more free. Love will give wings. And love will open the vast sky. It cannot become a prison, an enclosure. But that love you don't know, because that happens only when you are aware. That quality of love comes only when there is awareness. You know a love which is a sin, because it comes out of a sleep. And this is so for everything you do. Even if you try to do something good, you harm. Look at the do-gooders. They always do harm. They are the most mischievous people in the world. Social reformers, so-called revolutionaries. They are the most mischievous people. But difficult to see where their mischief lies, because they are very good people. They are always doing good to others. That is their way to create the imprisonment for the others. If you allow them to do something good to you, you will be purchased. They start by massaging your feet, and sooner or later you will find their hands reach to your neck. By the feet they start, by the neck they end. Because they are unaware, they don't know what they are doing. They have learned a trick that if you want to possess someone, do good. Not even conscious that they have learned this trick. But they will do harm. Because anything whatsoever its name or form, that tries to possess the other person, is irreligious, is a sin. Your churches, your temples, your mosques, they have all committed sins to you because they all became purchasers. They all became dominations. Every church is against religion because religion is freedom. Why it happens then? Jesus tries to give freedom, wings to you. Then what happens? How this church comes in? It happens because Jesus lives on a totally different plane of being, the plane of awareness. And those who listen him, those who follow him, they live on the plane of sleep. Whatsoever they hear and interpret, it is interpreted through their own dreams. And whatsoever they create is going to be a sin. Christ gives you religion, and then people who are fast asleep, they convert it into a church. Try to understand what this sleep exactly is. Because if you can feel it what it is, you have already started to become alert. Already you are on the way to go out of it. What is this sleep? How it happens? What is the mechanism? What is its modus operandi? The mind is always either in the past or in the future. This is the modus operandi. It is never in the present. It cannot be in the present. That is absolutely impossible for the mind to be in the present. When you are in the present, the mind is no more there, because mind means thinking. How can you think in the present? You can think about the past. It has already become part of the memory. The mind can work it out. You can think about the future. It is not yet there. The mind can dream about it. Mind can do two things. Either it can move into the past. There is space enough to move. Vast space of past. You can go on and on and on. Or the mind can move into the future. Again, vast space. No end to it. You can imagine and imagine and dream. But how can mind function in the present? It has no space. Present has no space for the mind to make any movement. Present is just a dividing line, that's all. It has no space. It divides the past and the future. Just a dividing line. You can be in the present, but you cannot think. For thinking, space is needed. Thoughts need space. They are just like things. Remember it. Thoughts are subtle things. They are material. Thoughts are not spiritual. Because it's spiritual. The dimension of the spiritual starts only when there are no thoughts. Thoughts are material things, subtle, very subtle. And every material thing needs space. You cannot be thinking in the present. The moment you start thinking, it is already past. You see the sun is rising. You see and you say, what a beautiful sunrise. It is already past. When the sun is rising, there is not even space enough to say, how beautiful. Because when you put these two words, how beautiful, the experience has already become past. The mind already knows it in the memory. But exactly when the sun is rising, when exactly the sun is on the rise, how can you think? What can you think? You can be with the rising sun, but you cannot think. For you there is enough space, but not for thoughts. A beautiful flower in the garden, and you say, a beautiful rose. Now you are not with this rose this moment. It is already a memory. When the flower is there and you are there, both present to each other, how can you think? What can you think? How thinking is possible? There is no space for it. The space is so narrow, in fact no space at all, that even you and flower cannot exist as two. Because for two space is not enough. Only one can exist. That's why in a deep presence, you are the flower and the flower has become you. You are also a thought. The flower is also a thought in the mind. When there is no thinking, who is the flower and who is the one who is observing? The observer becomes the observed. Suddenly boundaries are lost. Suddenly you have penetrated in the flower and the flower has penetrated in you. Suddenly you are not two. One exists. If you start thinking, you have become two again. If you don't think, where is the duality? When you exist with the flower, not thinking, it is a dialogue. Not a duologue, a dialogue. When you exist with your lover, it is a dialogue, not a duologue, because the two are not there. Sitting by the side of your lover, holding the hand of your beloved, you simply exist. You don't think of the days past, gone. You don't think of the future reaching, coming. You are here, now. And it is so beautiful to be here and now, and so intense. No thought can penetrate this intensity. And the narrow is the gate. Narrow is the gate of the present. Not even two can enter into it together. Only one. In the present, thinking is not possible. Dreaming is not possible. Because dreaming is nothing but thinking in pictures. Both are things. Both are materials. When you are in the present without thinking, you are for the first time spiritual. A new dimension opens. That dimension is awareness. Because you have not known that dimension. Heraclitus will say you are asleep. You are not aware. Awareness means to be in the moment so totally that there is no movement toward the past, no movement toward the future. All movement stops. That doesn't mean that you become static. A new movement starts, a movement in depth. There are two types of movement. And that is the meaning of Jesus' cross. It shows two movements, a crossroad. One movement is linear. You move in a line. From one thing to another, from one thought to another, from one dream to another dream. From A, you move to B. From B, you move to C. From C, you move to D. This way, in a line, horizontal. This is the movement of time. This is the movement of one who is fast asleep. You can go like a shuttle back and forth. The line is there. You can come from B to A, or you can go from A to B. The line is there. There is another movement, which is in a totally different dimension. That movement is not horizontal, it is vertical. You don't go from A to B, from B to C, you go from A to a deeper A. From A1 to A2, A3, A4, in depth or in height. When thinking stops, the new movement starts. Now you fall into depth in an abyss-like phenomena. People who are meditating deeply, they come to that point sooner or later, then they become afraid because they feel as if an abyss has opened. Bottomless, you feel dizzy. You become afraid. You would like to cling to the old movement, because it was known. This feels like death. That is the meaning of Jesus' cross. It is a death. Going from the horizontal to the vertical is death. That is the real death. But it is death only from one side. On another side is resurrection. It is dying to be born. It is dying from one dimension to be born in another dimension. Horizontal, you are Jesus. Vertical, you become Christ. If you move from one thought to another, you remain in the world of time. If you move into the moment, not into the thought, you move into eternity. You are not static. Nothing is static in this world. Nothing can be static. But a new movement, a movement without motivation. Remember these words. On the horizon, on the horizontal line, you move because of motivation. You have to achieve something. Money, prestige, power, or God, but you have to achieve something. A motivation is there. A motivated movement means sleep. A unmotivated movement means awareness. You move because to move is sheer joy. You move because movement is life. You move because life is energy and energy is movement. You move because energy is delight, not for anything else. There is no goal to it. You are not after some achievement. In fact, you are not going anywhere. You are not going at all. You are simply delighting in the energy.
The meditation for today is called You Are Fast Asleep. Ordinarily, man is asleep. Even while you think you are awake, you are not. Walking on the road, you are fully awake in your mind. But looked at from the vision of a Buddha, you are fast asleep, because 1001 dreams and thoughts are clamoring inside you. Your inner light is very clouded. It is a kind of sleep. You are not awake. A mind full of thoughts is not awake, cannot be awake. Only a mind which has dropped thoughts and thinking, which has dispersed the clouds around it, and the sun is burning bright, and the sky is utterly empty of clouds, is the mind which has intelligence, which is awake. Intelligence is the capacity to be in the present. The more you are in the past or are in the future, the less intelligent you are. Intelligence is the capacity to be here now, to be in this moment and nowhere else. Then you are awake. Thank you. The music played in this program was by Chetan, by Anant Vicha, by Yashu, an instrumental piece from the world of Osho called Commentaries of the Bamboos, and we're finishing a program with Hamsafar. So get up and get ready to dance. Have a great week, everybody. We hope you're with us again next week. Bye-bye.